summarize them.
感谢主，今天让我有机会来台上来诉说主的恩典。
Praise to the Lord that I have this opportunity to share my testimony and say about His grace.
我的女儿陈达基Gail Chen， 2005年的时候大学毕业，然后就申请工作。感谢主，在还没有毕业的时候，三月的时候就给了他一个很好的工作，而且也是第一份他申请的工作。
So my daughter Gail Chen, right away got her job after she graduated in 2005, and that was her first job. It was very smooth.
但是她需要去其他的州去工作。
But then she needs to go to another state to work.
感谢主给他的，主给我们的都是最好的。
We thank God that what God gives us is always the best.
远远比你想象的还好。
It's more than what you can imagine.
Yeah, 所以他在西雅图的教会的时候，他也有去做短宣，去重庆做短宣做了两次。
She also went on a mission with a missionary team in China, twice, when she was attending this church in Seattle.
感谢主给他这个好的工作，让他知道自己在神的里面受神的教导，使他走到正确的路。
We thank God that God kept leading her so that she could always walk in the right path.
小孩年纪大了，他就有开始交朋友。
So when she grew a little bit older, she started to making friends.
两三年以前，他交朋友就比较考虑到未来。
So 2 or 3 years ago, she started thinking about her future.
他交了一个朋友，两三年以前，他很比较 serious， 他就有跟我跟先生说这个情形。
Then she had a friend, a boyfriend, and then she started telling us about her boyfriend.
可能爸爸比较 sensitive， 因为从小他跟爸爸比较亲近，爸爸特别爱他。
So her father is probably more sensitive about this issue because her father loves her a lot.
考虑很多，然后并没有表示并没有表示什么意见。
So at first a lot of concerns, and then he did not approve.
当时我在看到他父亲的这种表态，心里有一些难过。
So I was a little bit upset at first when I, you know, saw my husband did not approve my daughter's relationship.
我到教会来的时候，我就在祷告会请大家为这件事情迫切祷告。
So I asked the brother and sister to pray urgently for this issue.
那2016年的时候，他决定要走上人生另外一道，就是建立家庭。
So in 2016, my daughter decided to get married.
那个时候他的父亲还没有完全同意。
At that time, her father still did not approve.
那我跟儿子呢都讲了说，不管父亲同不同意，如果你觉得的话，我们就要去参加。
So I told my son, whether or not your father approves, we still need to go.
那儿子那时候就跟我讲说，爸爸如果不去的话，我牵姐姐出去。
So my son told me if my father did not want to go, and I would be the person who lead my sister to the wedding room.
这个让我很感动啊。
So that really touched me a lot.
那我那个时候也要回台湾去。
So at that time I needed to go back to Taiwan.
我就跟我的弟弟小弟，我的就是我女儿的舅舅小舅。
So I told my younger brother, my daughter's youngest uncle.
小舅是最喜欢她的哈。
Youngest and loved her the most.
那我就跟小舅提这个事情。
So I told my youngest about this issue.
也请他说，如果你愿意来这边参加结婚的话，参加他的婚礼，引领他出去，我非常感谢。
So I also invited him to come to America to attend my daughter's wedding ceremony, and I asked him if he could actually lead my daughter to the wedding, and that would be great.
小舅只讲了一句话对我。
Then my younger brother told me.
他没有表示同意，也没有表示反对。
He did not approve, neither did he disapprove.
他只讲了一句话，就说看你的神怎么样给你指示，怎么样告诉你。
He only said one thing: pray to your God, see how your God is going to lead you.
结果在二月中的时候，我就收到 Ken 他，我还那时候还在台湾。
So in the mid February, I was still in Taiwan.
Ken 寄来一个 email 说他要去参加他女儿的婚礼。
And then Ken kind of notified me actually he would actually go to his daughter's wedding ceremony.
我当时在台湾，我非常 高兴，而且我几乎都要流下眼泪。
I was so happy and so excited, almost going to cry
when I
heard that.
主在我们把所有的困难放在主的手中，主在时间上都会给我们应允。
When we turn our difficulties into God's hand, He's going to actually answer our prayers in His timing.
所以我们很愉快的都去参加了他四月的婚礼。
So we're so happy we all went to my daughter's wedding in April.
然后七月也有归宁宴。
And in July, we also had a wedding reception.
Yeah, 我们也很开心的请教会的众姐妹弟兄都去参加。
So we're so happy we invited a lot of brothers and sisters in this church to attend this wedding reception.
见证他们这个新的家庭的建立，在主里面的建立。
The new family, the establishment of the new family.
这个是最近的事情，就是二月多，女儿她要生小孩了。
Then my daughter got pregnant, and this.Past February, she was going to give birth to my grandson.
那我就去要去帮她忙。
Then I had to go to Seattle to help her.
二月二十四号的时候，她生了一个八磅一盎司的小男孩。
So, and June 24th, she gave birth to a boy that weighs eight pounds and one ounce.
在生产中是经历蛮多的，因为他小孩比较大，也比较困难，但是还是神给了他力量，让他坚强的把小孩生下来，感谢主。
So she experienced a lot of difficulties during the delivery of the baby.
所以那个时候
However, God has been protecting her.
所以那个时候我就给他取名字的，他的英文名字叫做 Daniel.
So I gave this baby's name Daniel.
我中文名字就给他取了一个我们家的姓。变陈祖恩
，So his Chinese name is 陈祖恩。
也真是感谢主，真的是因为这个在名字中，这个祖恩的这个名字当中，让女儿经历到更不平凡的一个神的眷顾。
So remember God's grace and God's care on this family.
她生产十四天以后
，After she was giving birth to the baby,
有一天早上她就大出血。
And then she got really big bleeding.
那个血是停不停的流下来。
And the bleeding was continual and it could not stop.
她就跟她先生赶快去医院的急诊室。
So she went to the emergency room with her husband.
结果医生的急诊医生就说是你的子宫里面有残留物。
So the doctor said it was because her uterus had some leftovers on there.
所以就赶快就去进手术房做 DNC 啊。
So she needed to go to the operation room to right away have a surgery.
在那个时候，她在医院的时候，我在家照顾那 baby， 她马上打一个电话给我。
So when she was in the hospital, I was actually at home taking care of the baby, and she phoned me right away.
她说：“妈妈，请你跟教会的人说，我需要迫切的祷告。”
And she said, "Mom, please tell church members to pray for me hard."
我现在的情况是医生要给我动手术，而且血还是不止。
Now my situation is the doctor has to do a surgery on me, and my bleeding still hasn't stopped.
所以我赶快就打电话告诉先生。In the meantime, 我也赶快打电话给慧敏，几个姐妹。
So I phoned my husband right away, and also phoned a few sisters, including 慧敏 in this church, to pray for my daughter urgently.
Yeah, 请大家为这件事情很迫切的祷告。
And I asked church members, pastor, to pray for this.
那他在急诊室里面的话就开刀以后
When she was in the emergency room after she had a surgery
那因为他流血很多
Because she was bleeding so much
那就输了十三袋血
And then she had to be infused with a lot of blood
所以一袋血是500cc 所以十三袋就是6500
So she actually got a lot of blood
那个时候手术做完以后找不到他的因为血压很低
Because of her low, very low blood pressure,
找不到她的心跳
and she could not even find her heartbeat. The doctor could not find her heartbeat. 她
的先生打电话给我的时候是哭了
So when her husband was calling me, he was actually crying.
所以我们那个时候非常焦急，也不知道，只有去祷告，求神怜悯
So we're so anxious. We had to go to the Lord to ask for God's mercy.
到晚上的时候。神真的是怜悯眷顾
So when it was midnight, God really cared for us, answered our prayers.
他清醒了
And she was awake again.
Yeah. 所以我们在这件事情上，我也感到主真的是随时与他同在。
We really feel the presence of the Lord in the whole thing.
虽然在这个几乎是一种死荫的幽谷里面。
Almost like a death valley for my daughter.
神也是用他的杖，用他的竿继续保护他。
So God used His tent and rod to keep protecting my daughter.
给了他力量，让他有这个生命。
So gave her strength so that she can have her life again.
所以我在这 几件事情上，我真的是要述说主的荣耀。
I really need to proclaim God's glory in all these things.
真的是要把这个一生的一生一世的生命都放在主的殿堂里面。
We really should turn our lives into God's hand.
Yeah, 永远不离弃主。
And never leave our God.
也求主继续带领这个年轻的家庭。
Also, I've been praying that Lord will continue to guide this young family.
好，感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
好，我们再次热烈掌声，我们感谢，把荣耀归给神。
Give all the glory to the Lord.
感谢主。然后我们一起来读今天的经文。
Let's read our scriptures today.
是在以弗所书六章十到十三节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 13.
好，让我们一起起立，
Let's
一起来恭读神的话语。
The scriptures. Finally.
预备，请。好，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及空中属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好叫磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。各位请坐。最近国际局势非常的紧张，我们知道在世界各地也发动了很多的战争，特别在中东地区以色列的地区发动了一些战争。那除此之外，在亚洲的地区，我们也看见陆续的军事演习也不断在进行，还有不停的这些首长高峰会议，例如像习近会、文金会、习川会等等，以及宣布取消的这个叫川金会。
The meetings between Donald Trump and Xi Jinping, and also, you know, the meetings between other leaders.
那各国领袖都在摩拳擦掌，彼此较劲。
All leaders are competing with each
other. 群龙斗智，都希望从这个谈判当中能够代表国家，他们的国家获得最大的胜利。
You want to make more profits for their countries.
其实得胜是我们共同的心愿。
So winning victory is all our wish.
我们每一个人都希望我们人生当中，我们也都能够成功，都能够得胜，是不是？
All of us wants to be successful, to be victorious.
所以这并不是一件坏事。
That is not a wrong thing.
我们今天在座的每一位，千里迢迢来到美国，甚至选择在气候宜人的南加州生活居住，我认为这是追求人生的胜利，人生胜利组，这并不是什么错误，反而是一种对自己有期许、负责任的态度。
So like you have come all the way from your country to the United States, especially to Southern California, to settle down here in order to you enjoy your life. I think there's nothing wrong with that because you have expectations toward yourself. Also, you're responsible for what you're doing.
有些人甚至他把国内的这个事业结束，带着孩子来这里，为了让孩子有一个更高的、更好的学习环境。
Like some of you bring your children here so that your children can have a better education environment.
也是希望孩子将来有能够得到成功的人生。
So that you also wish your children can have a better life in the future, a successful life.
那我想这些都是一个非常好的值得鼓励的一种人生的态度。
So these are all good and all encourageable attitude.
你所付出的代价，这些辛劳，我想这些都值得。为了要得到成功
，All the prices you have paid, the things you have done are worthy.
但只是我们要弄清楚，到底什么才是真正人生的成功呢
？But then we have
赢得胜利呢
？What is considered to be real success？
有人这样说，他说不管白猫黑猫，只要能够抓到老鼠的，就是好猫。
So some people say whether you're a white cat or a black cat, if you could catch a mouse, then you're a good cat.
那这句话已经被解读成只要达成目的是可以不择手段的。
So that thing has been interpreted as ends would actually justify your means.
那难道你会同意说凡以不择手段达到的成功也算是赢得胜利吗？
So would you consider as a victory just by unscrupulous ways to achieve success?
至少我不认为。
I don't think so.
你们认为是吗？不是吗？
Do you agree?
我们常说人生如战场。
We often say life is like a battlefield.
对于基督徒而言，我们面对属灵征战更是如此。
So for Christians, when we face spiritual warfare, it's more like this.
可是今天在教会当中，说实在的，基督徒过得太安逸、太享受了，特别在美国。
But Christians enjoy their lives too much, too comfortable.
美国一位知名的牧者跟圣经学者叫威尔比斯，他说过一句话，他说人基督的生活不是游乐场，而是战场。
So there is a famous pastor, also a Bible scholar, Oren Wiersbe. He once said, the Christian life is not a playground, it is a battleground.
所以面对战争，我们不能够以马马虎虎随便的态度来应战，这是要付上代价的。
So when we face wars, we should not just take a careless attitude.
美国另外一位知名的作家叫梅城，他也这样说，他说成为真正的耶稣基督精兵，又不去打仗，那是不可能的事。
There's also another famous Christian scholar. His name is Mei Chen. He said, "It is impossible to be a true soldier of Jesus Christ and not fight."
所以属灵征战对你非常重要，你别无选择，因为你只有两个结局，不是失败就是得胜。
Spiritual warfare is very important to you. You only have two consequences: whether you're winning or you are losing.
你没有什么哦，我又赢又输的。
So there's
no. 你不是输，你就是赢。
So whether you have
没有平手的啊
，or you are defeated.
你若以不择手段所达到的成功，那不是真正的胜利。
So it is not going to be considered real success if you just take whatever means you can do to achieve that.
所以今天要跟大家分享健康的得胜观是什么。
So I want to actually share with you what is considered the healthy view of victory.
那更应该像是一个运动家的精神，在体育活动和运动竞赛中遵守一切的规则要求。表现出这个正大磊落的情操及态度，在万目睽睽的监视下，从公开竞争当中所赢取的胜利，那才是真正的得胜。
So it's more like a spirit of athlete. You need to have that kind of athlete spirit, and you have to have that integrity and team spirit.And also under surveillance of all watchful eyes, you need to do your best.
所以今天信息要帮助大家来思考什么叫做健康的得胜观。
So to this message, I want to share with you what is considered to be a healthy view.
整卷以弗所书的主题就是从蒙救赎得天上的基业，然后本乎恩也因着信成为神家里的人，然后后来因着爱心有根有基，众人在真道上同归于一，然后穿上新人，做光明之女，然后尽地上的责任等等等等，这些讲到其实重要就是在讲一件事情，就是建立一个健康的教会。
So the whole book of Ephesians actually focuses upon how to build a healthy church, from talking about redemption to glorious inheritance and also deeply rooted in God's love.
而且也是最重要最精彩最高潮的在最后面的部分，就像连续剧的这个完结篇，他就是在讲什么呢？他就是在讲说属灵赢得属灵的征战。
So the climax of this book is talking about winning the spiritual warfare.
因为建立健康的教会与属灵征战的得胜乃是息息相关的。
Because building the healthy church and winning the spiritual warfare are closely related.
当我们赢得最后的胜利，这才是一个健康的得胜观。
So when we win the final victory in the spiritual warfare, and that would be considered a healthy
victory. 有三方面跟大家分享。第一个是赢得胜利的意义是什么？
So number one, I want to share with the meaning of victory.
让我们一起来读第十节，预备，请。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
好，保罗他在最后这里呢，他的内容他所交代的，是不是在提醒我们要穿戴这个神所赐的全副军装？
So Paul reminds us this chapter to take on the full armor of the Lord.
好像说，好像是一个慈爱的母亲提醒孩子，哇，天气变冷了，不要忘记添加衣服，是不是这样子？
Just like the loving mother kept telling her child to wear more clothes when it gets cold.
不是这样子的，
Is it like that?
其实 背后的意思是当我们知道说这里标题有写着，有些圣经有写的标题，他说穿戴需穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
So actually, is Paul's purpose in the final message as a reminder for us to put on military armor? No, he's actually take on the full armor of the Lord.
那为什么要穿军装呢？
不能穿便装呢？ Why can't we just wear casual dresses?
我们今天每个人穿的都很漂亮哈，穿的很便装啊。我们今天有没有人穿军装来的？没有啊。
Do we actually taking on military dresses to church?
而且要穿全部的军装，半副的可以吗
？Like a full armor? Can we just do half armor?
然后呢，又更奇怪的是，只要穿上军装，哎，我们就可以赢得胜利了吗
？And then just putting on the armor of the Lord, can we just win a victory?
所以我们要来明白说，什么到底什么才就是赢得胜利的意义
？So what is the meaning of winning the victory?
其实穿上全副军装乃是象征着，这是一场相当重要的征战，而不是随随便便的玩游戏。
So actually putting on the full armor of the Lord meaning you have to win the victory, it's not a game.
因此你需要很慎重的你穿戴全副军装。
So you have to be very cautiously putting on the armor of the Lord.
你看撒旦为了赢得胜利，他可以选择不择手段，用尽各种下流的方式来迷惑牢笼我们。
Satan would actually use all vicious means in order to confuse us and trap us.
但我们不能用同样的方法来用在他身上。
But we cannot use the same ways to defeat Satan.
所以我们要作为一个健康的教会，我们要赢得胜利，我们绝不能跟他一样用一些不好的手段。
So as a healthy church, in order to win the victory, we cannot just be like Satan to use vicious means in order to gain your end.
所以我们要明白说，到底对我们来讲赢得胜利的意义是什么
？So what is considered as winning the victory?
答案就在第十节，我们刚刚所读的。
The answer in verse 10.
第十节说：“我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力做。”刚强的人
So we have to rely on God's mighty power and be a strong person.
所以这里就很清楚地告诉我们说，属灵征战要赢得胜利，最终的目的不是把撒旦打得落花流水，跪地求饶，然后看着他夹着尾巴落荒而逃，再也不敢来侵犯你的。
So it tells us defeating Satan is not like you shatter him into pieces so he cannot attack us anymore.
没有人这样子的哈。
Nobody's going to do that.
把撒旦都打得落花流水，然后他踢他一脚，
再也不要
回来了。没有这样。但是我们知道赢得胜利的意义是什么，乃是我们可以靠着主依赖他的能力做一个刚强的人。
The meaning of victory actually is that we can be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
那什么叫做刚强的人？
So what is considered the
strong person? 做刚强的可以翻译成蛮有能力的人。
Being strong means gaining power.
蛮有，这是一个得胜基督徒一种生命的记号。
So that's a sign of a victorious Christian.
也就是一个健康得胜的一个最佳诠释。
It is also a power of a healthy victory.
换一句话说，当我们的思想，当我们在思想我们人生目标，最后要能够健康的赢得胜利，最重要不是去打击对方来提升自己。
So when we think of the goals of our life is not just to attack another person or to elevate yourself.
好像我们的成功都要是踩着别人爬上去的这样。
It is, and as if we had to trot on other people.
乃是说明我们真正的能够靠主刚强得力，成为一个蛮有能力的人。
But to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
蛮有能力到一个地步，就算撒旦可以来靠近我们，却拿我们一点办法都没有。
So even though Satan can be near us, he cannot do anything with us.
就如同耶稣一样。他当年在旷野四十天禁食之后，撒旦也会靠近耶稣哦，也会诱惑耶稣去犯罪哦。但是耶稣却蛮有从神而来的能力。
Even Jesus Christ can be tempted in the wilderness by Satan 40 days, but after 40 days of fast, he had the mighty power of the Lord.
因此，撒旦无论如何引诱耶稣，甚至引用圣经的话来迷惑、混淆耶稣，但是却因为耶稣蛮有能力，就可以分辨、抵挡。
Even Satan can use God's words to confuse you, but then Jesus Christ, he could actually discern that strategy.
撒旦最后还是拿耶稣一点都办法都没有，最后只好黯然的退去。
So Satan still could not do anything with Jesus Christ.
那想想我们今天的光景，
so think about our
situation today. 什么是得胜呢？
What is victory?
你就要问你自己，你有没有活出一个蛮有能力的生命？
You need to ask yourself, have you lived out a life that is strong in the Lord and in His mighty power?
还是一个蛮有软弱不堪一击的生命？
Or just like a weak, vulnerable life?
我们常觉得说自己很软弱，很软弱。
We often see we're so weak.
那就是你没有得到胜利。
That means you don't have this mighty power. You haven't won a victory yet.
我特别欣赏一些人，并不是他佩服他们的一生飞黄腾达，令人称赞。
Especially admire some people, not because they're so prosperous in their lives.
也不是他们才华洋溢，令人羡慕。
Not because of their talents.
而是他们生命的质量让我佩服。
But the quality of their life that.
尤其是那一些遭遇特殊患难的人。
Especially those who have experienced special difficulties in their lives.
啊，譬如他们出生就没有手没有脚。
For example, those who
were born. 或是一场意外让他们失去眼睛或失去啊这个他们的这个健康。
So those who were born without even a hand or a leg, or those who actually lost their health because of an accident.
面对啊这个一些的特殊的患难当中，他们没有怨天尤人，仍然却靠着刚强，并且活出喜乐的生命。
So these people did not complain, even though they have experienced such difficulties in their life. They're still strong in the Lord and live a joyful life.
在恶劣的环境都没有办法把他们意志打倒，在困难的光景也不能把他们信心击垮。
Even the worst situation cannot defeat them.
我想这样的人大概就是做刚强的人。
So these people
蛮有能力的。
These people are called the people.
So
these people are called the people that are strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
可能我们周围就是这样的人。
So we might have people just around us.
这就是我们的榜样与追求的目标。
They are the examples of us.
尤其我们今天想想我们今天所处的环境。
Just think about our circumstances.
其实我们应该要感恩。
We need to be very thankful.
求神保守我们，让我们可以立定一个目标，就是要活出一个蛮有能力的生命。
So may the Lord protect us so that we can really live a life in His mighty power.
这就是赢得胜利。
That is called winning the victory.
可是问题说的容易，但是要做在容不容易？
But it's easier said than done.
不容易。我们要先来明白有哪些障碍对我们来讲。
We need to first know what are the obstacles of your victory.
我们来读第十一节到第十二节。
Verse 11 to
12. 请。
Put on the full armor of the Lord so that you can take your stand against devil's schemes. For our struggles is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
好，赢得胜利其实不容易的，为什么呢？
So winning victory is not easy. Why?
因为撒旦他会设下许多拦阻我们赢得胜利的障碍。
Because Satan will actually set a lot of obstacles to prevent us from victory.
使我们不能够得胜。
So that we cannot get the victory.
所以当圣经这样说，他说要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡。
So the Bible says, when we put on the full armor of the Lord, and we can take a stand against devil's schemes.
请注意这里哦，他不是说要穿戴神所赐全副军装就能得胜，圣经没有这样说哦。
So behold, the Bible did not say whenever you take on the full armor of the Lord, and then you can actually win the victory.
他只能抵挡诡计而已哦。不能保证得胜哦。
You can only take your stand against the devil's schemes, but it won't guarantee the victory.
魔鬼撒旦很狡猾的，我们。没有那么容易就得胜的。
Because Satan is very crafty, it's not easy.
除非我们先试穿他的诡计，然后避免自己陷入其中，这样才能够得胜。
We have to first discern the devil's schemes.
好，那请问撒旦有什么诡计呢
？So what are the schemes of Satan？
接下来他说，因为我们不是以属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界以及天空。属灵气的什么？
恶魔。
恶魔征战。
So actually, we're not battling against the flesh and the blood. We're actually against the dark powers, the authorities in the dark world.
请问我们征战的对象是谁
？So who are the? What is the target of our battle?
只有三个人理我。
Only three people responded.
其他的不管我了哈。
Other people did not respond.
请问我们是与谁征战
？What is the target of our battle？
啊，看看隔壁那个人哈。
Look at your neighbor. Are you looking at your neighbor？ 啊，
撒旦的诡计让我们弄错我们征战的对象。
So Satan's often confuse us to miss the target of this battle.
不能赢得胜利的原因就是我们陷入撒旦的诡计，让我们很不自觉的去与那些属血气的人。
So the reason we can't win is because we fall into the devil's schemes, and we actually fight against those who are fleshy and bloody.
所以也就是不去与我们周围这些我们所 爱的这些，特别是最亲近的人，就去跟他们征战，结果让我们自相残杀，而不是与真正的这个对象是撒旦征战。
So often have battles with our most loved ones, our family members, but we're not actually battling with Satan.
那我们其实都知道这个道理，但是很可惜的是，正因为我们周围的人都是有血气的啊，你我身上也都有血气，所以血气加上血气，就做出满有血气的行动。
So unfortunately, we're all flesh and blood. Flesh, blood, plus flesh and blood.
结果大家就两败俱伤，让渔翁得利。
And then we kill each other and let Satan take advantage.
你看撒旦多狡猾，他根本不用动到什么一刀一兵一卒，就让我们自己血气跟血气征战。
So you can see how crafty Satan is. He did not have to even use a sword or a weapon.
我们多容易就陷入魔鬼撒旦的诡计了。
So how easily can we fall into the scheme?
甚至今天许多热心服侍的这些基督徒也会在不经意当中陷入这个诡计。
So even devout Christians can actually fall into this kind of scheme.
啊，特别是那些啊，这个啊，越爱主的时候，你当然你意见就会越多哈。其实都是很好的，因为你爱主就会有很多的想法。可是就会造成我们跟其他同工意见不合。
So especially when you serve the Lord, the most the close, then you actually have a probably different opinion from one of your coworkers.
对方的神学不对，啊，解经有问题。
And you could become very contentious.
为了一些鸡毛蒜皮的小事、小意见，彼此争闹，吵不愿罢休。
And criticize your coworker's service, and also quarreling with your coworkers.
结果造成啊，同工之间纷争不和睦，甚至分党啊，这个啊结派不能合一。
The causing the split.
于是当神的事工无法推展，甚至肢体之间彼此受了伤害，你看。撒旦的目的就达到了。
So when we're hurting each other and hurt other people, and then Satan's purpose is gone.
教会不能健康发展。
And church cannot be healthy.
啊，渔翁得利了，这就是撒旦的诡计啊。
That is Satan's scheme.
请问各位，以弗所这卷书，以弗书最这个教会最后有没有得胜
？So let me ask a question: Did the Ephesian church win the victory finally?
只有一个人理我。
Only one responded.
其他不是不知道还是不理我。
Others, you do not know.
有还是没有？就两个答案嘛，有还是没有
？Yes or no?
啊，赞成这样，赞成有的。以弗所教会最后得胜了，举手。
If you think Ephesians has won a victory,
you
raise your hand.
只有两个啊，没有得胜的请举手。
And then if you don't think they have won the victory, then raise your hand.
哦，大部分都
没有。So most people
没有举手的请举手，不理我还是这个不知道哈，不知道哈。这个教会呢没有得胜
，so the church did not win the victory，
而且他们受了责备
，and then they were actually
因为他们离弃了起初的爱心，甚至被警告，你如果不悔改，我将你的灯台要挪去。
Even actually, Lord actually warned them to repent, otherwise their lampstand
would be removed. 这个很严重的事情啊
，that was very serious.
那是因为他们在赢得胜利的障碍当中没有谨慎，也是陷入这个陷阱。中了魔鬼的诡计
，because they fall into the scheme of Satan, and then they were not cautious.
虽然他像一个英勇的征战者，在一般人的眼中看相当不错的一个教会，他们也可以分辨异端啊，哦，很厉害的。
Although they were brave warriors and soldiers for Jesus Christ, they even could discern different theologies.
哇，可以这个勇者不惧，跟人家这个辩论，哇，捍卫真道，哇，这个很棒的。可是最终因为他们丢弃了起初的爱心，而没有得胜。
They could defend the truth, however, they lost their first love.
因此，以弗所教会也成为我们的警戒，不要丢弃起初的爱心，把征战的对象指向我们自己的亲爱的同胞、弟兄姐妹，甚至我们的配偶、我们的家人，这就注定我们要失败。
So the Ephesian church could be a warning to us, we should not target our family members, our church members, brothers and sisters.
就因为我们掉入这样的一个陷阱当中。
Because we're not so cautious, and we often fall into.
所以我们当中，当然我们可以看见很明显的，几乎每一个教会都有一些不和睦的事情。
Almost every church has disunity, disharmony.
但是我们若有吵架，一定要和好，否则你也中计了。
So whenever we're contentious, we need to actually reconcile. Otherwise, you fall into the devil's
snare. 请你用慈祥的笑容对你隔壁说，请你不要中计哦。
Please use a gentle smile to your neighbor and say, "Don't fall into devil's schemes."
好，征战这个字的原文叫做摔跤。
So actually, a battle originally means wrestling.
你有没有跟人家摔跤过
？Have you ever wrestled with other people?
又不理我，只有一个有。
So you don't respond again.
你要摔跤是什么
？So what is wrestling？
你要摔跤是那种纠缠不清啊，胜负难是难分难舍啊，久在一起啊，然后最后才知道谁赢的那种，那叫摔跤啊。
It's actually two people are struggling with each other. You cannot even tell who is winning and who is losing.
啊，当年雅各与天使在那整夜摔跤，在亚伯渡口，双方站得平分秋色，难分胜负。直到黎明，圣经创世纪32:22-30。
So in the Bible it said Jacob was actually wrestling with the angel until the dawn.
那事实上我们都知道那位天使其实就是神自己。
So we all know that the angel was actually God himself.
在旧版的圣经标题那里写着雅各与天使摔跤而胜之，那是错误的。
In an old version of the Bible it was said Jacob was actually wrestling with the angel.
其实他是与神自己摔跤，所以比较新版的圣经这一段标题都更正了。
That was actually not right. It should be Jacob was wrestling with God.
但是问题是雅各真的那么厉害
？But then was Jacob was so powerful?
摔跤都能够胜过神吗
？That you could actually win God, or actually win over God?
其实不是的。
That was not right.
因为我们知道最后神只要轻轻的这天使其实是神自己，就轻轻的摸一把。大腿，结果怎么了？瘸了。
And then when Jacob was just very lightly touched by God, he became lame.
所以只要轻轻一摸他瘸，那怎么雅各这么厉害还胜过他
？So only a light touch that could actually defeat Jacob. How could Jacob win God?
其实不是雅各，其实乃是雅各不愿让神来胜过自己。
Because Jacob did not want God to win him.
我们想一想，我们自己的生命何尝不是如此呢
？Think about our lives。
有时候我们觉得说，我们还好像在跟神那里摔跤，不愿意让神来胜过我自己。我就是要这样做，我就是这样做。但是明知道，好像我们要降服在神的主权，可是我们又降服不了。
So we're so reluctant to allow God to overcome ourselves and easily surrender ourselves to the devil。
又不理我了。有没有人有这样的经验
？Do you have that kind of experience？
而且还举得不是很高。
Only one person.
常常有这样的经验。
We often have this kind of experience.
不愿意让神来胜过我们自己。
We don't want a God to win us.
但很讽刺的是，我们很容易就投降了，跟魔鬼很容易就投降了。撒旦你赢了。
Ironically, we often surrender very easily to the devil.
稍微撒旦给你诱惑一下啊，我就跟你了。
Only by a little temptation, then we're gonna actually follow devil.
所以我们就好像。根本招架不住，根本不是他的对手。
It looks like we don't even have any power to.
为什么今天许多人面对金钱的诱惑、权力的诱惑、色情的诱惑就把持不住了
？So you can see a lot of people cannot overcome the temptations of money.
那是因为我们太低估撒旦的实力。
Reputation, power.
面对征战，我们没有全力以赴，这也是拦阻我们得胜的一个障碍。
It's because we look.Down too much upon the power of devil that we cannot win.
所以，尽管撒旦的诡计这样的狡猾，只要我们能够识破他的诡计，才有赢得最后胜利的机会。所以，正如我们中国人常说的，就是知己知彼，怎么样？
So only we can by seeing through Satan's schemes, we can know enemy and ourselves, and to be in order to win.
好，最后是赢得胜利的秘诀。我们一起来读第三节跟十八节。
Last secret of the victory.
Wherefore,
take unto you the whole armor of the Lord, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying.
好，赢得胜利的最的秘诀，说简单一点，其实就是善用武器装备。
So, secret of winning is to make good use of weapons and equipment.
既然我们都知道，我们征战对象是属灵气的这个恶魔，而不是属血气的你我。
We all know the object of our battle is the dark authority.
所以在这一场属灵的征战当中，我们就要用属灵的原则。
So in this spiritual warfare, we need to use.
而不能用属血气的原则。
So we're not using.
并且使用属灵的装备，而不是用属血气的属世的装备。
So we cannot use fleshy and bloody principles.
那神已赐下属灵的全副军装，但是却以属世的比喻让人来理解。所以在当时的背景，人家讲到军装，他们就能够明白，罗马的基本配备，这军装的基本配备是什么。
So actually, in that book, the Christians were told to in a way that they could actually understand.
那对我们来讲，我们知道，我们征战，我们就要穿上军装。
So when we are in the battlefield, we need to put on the full armor.
军装是罗马士兵的基本配备，每一件的物件对当时的人都很熟悉，但对我们不一定很熟悉。
Armor is the basic equipment of soldiers.
所以呢，简单的来说，它有三种的类型。
So there are three types of armor equipment.
一种是预备的军装，一种是防御的军装，一种是进攻的军装。
The armor for preparing, armor for defending, armor for attacking.
那 我想我们都非常的熟哈，这段的这个军装有真理当是带着这个真理当做带着束腰，公义当做护心遮胸，平安啊当做福音的走路的鞋穿在脚上。
So the belt of peace, of the belt of truth, and also breastpiece for righteousness, and also the shoes for peace.
那信德就是信心啊，信心是要抵挡诡计的，还有救恩的头盔用来保护啊，然后最重要还要需要圣灵的圣经的话，圣灵的宝剑来进攻。
So you also need to wear the helmet of salvation in order to defend yourself.
哎，还要祷告的圣灵的大能，透过祷告来经历，最后我们才能够得胜。
You also need to have the mighty power of prayer and also.
我们请大家注意哈，这里讲到要穿戴是十一节，但是到十三节，你看要拿起全副军装。
So verse 13 says, you need to take the full armor of the Lord.
这有什么差别呢？
So what's the difference?
其实本质两者都一样，但是在实际操作上，两者是不同的。
So actually, putting on the full armor, taking
当圣经说要穿戴全副军装，是为了要抵挡诡计。但是拿起全副军装，可以抵挡仇敌。
So putting on the full armor is to act, actually to attack the
并且可以成就一切，还能站立得住。
So taking the full armor is win the full victory. After you have won the victory, you can still stand.
意思就是说，在得胜仇敌上，拿起军装要比穿上军装更有果效。
So which means taking the full armor of the Lord is more effective than just putting on
the armor. 所以穿戴军装只是消极的保护，但是呢，拿起军装是积极的防守。
So putting on the full armor is just a passive protection, but taking a full armor of the Lord is actually an active defense.
所以那个防卫比较重要，还是进攻比较重要
？So which is more important, defense or protecting yourself?
你们都没打过仗。
Of course, being defensive is more important.
那我们也想说，不保护防守都很重要，但更重要是进攻啊，哈。不要以为说我们拿起这全副军装，我们就得胜了。
So when you actually, it's not like you're gonna win the victory when you just put on the full armor.
那我们就太轻敌了。
So that would be too easy.
我举一个例子来讲，我们家最近好多的蚂蚁。
So there have been a lot of ants in our apartment.
我不知道你们家有没有哈。
It's been infested with ants. I don't know if you have ants in your apartment.
那假如我拿起杀虫剂，所有的蚂蚁都死掉了。
So if you just like take the insecticide, would all the ants die?
会吗
？No.
你要正确的使用啊。
You have to know how to use that insecticide, right?
你要从拿起到正确的使用，这是你的责任。
So by taking that insecticide to correctly using that insecticide.
至于这个杀虫剂是如何制造啊，为什么可以杀死蚂蚁的原理，这个不关你的事。你要懂得来使用它。
Why insecticide cannot kill ants is not really that important. You have to know how to use it.
所以有人告诉你说你有蚂蚁，人家去买杀虫剂、杀蚂蚁的药啊，他讲的没有错嘛。你要拿起这个杀虫药，你要去买杀虫药，可是你要会使用它。
So only going to store and buying the insecticide is not enough. You have to know how to use it.
这样明白吗
？Do you understand that?
好，那这些装备都很重要，可以保护我们。但是真正得胜的关键。并不是我们个人的功劳。
So these weapons and equipments are very important, but the key of the victory is not this.
也不是依靠这些的东西、这些装备，乃是靠着圣灵。
But the key to true victory is to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
就像这些蚂蚁被除灭，不是因为我们花了钱买了杀虫剂。
Just like the insects were killed, not because we just buy, we bought the insecticide.
也不是杀虫剂本身这个瓶子有什么。特殊的魔力，
而是
杀虫剂里面的药效，借着人正确的使用而产生的果效。
But the effectiveness of the insecticide is actually manifested through
the
using of the insecticide.
所以对我们而言，我们要如何正确的使用 全副军装呢？
So how can we actually effectively use the full armor that God has given us?
基督徒不是消极的防御跟躲避，也要积极的去进攻。
So we go into the battle, not only should you need to defend, but also to attack.
进攻有进攻的武器哦。圣经告诉我们十七节是什么？
You need to have that weapons to attack.
圣灵的宝剑，这是强而有力的攻击武器。你如果不使用就太可惜了。什么是圣灵的宝剑呢？
So what is called the sword of the Holy Spirit?
这是神的道，也就是神的话语。
That's God's word.
神的道是大有功效的。
God's strong and powerful attacking weapons.
耶稣在旷野接受魔鬼的试探，击退魔鬼的关键也是用神的话。
So in the wilderness, Jesus Christ also used the God's words to against Satan's attacks.
我们也是一样，我们要从神而来的话，我们要击退撒旦，也是需要让他用神的话语使撒旦也招架不住。
So in order to attack Satan, also need to use God's words.
对我们来说，每一天读神的话语非常重要。
So it's very important to read God's words every day.
如果你不读神的话，你怎么会有进攻的武器呢？
So if you don't read God's, how could you have those weapons to attack?
你怎么知道来抵挡来分辨呢？
How can you protect yourself and defend and discern?
你根本只有退退退防守的份。
You can only just, you know, be laid back.
可是当你有神的话，你就不一样了。
But when you have God's words, it's going to be different.
你就可以攻击了。
Then you can attack.
还有一个更重要的秘密武器就是祷告。
So another important weapon is prayer.
耶稣也同样善用这个武器，所以他可以过一个完全得胜的生活。
So Jesus makes very good use of this kind of weapon.
他非常的看重祷告，虽然他是神，可是他也看重他与天父之间的祷告。
Although he's God, he also actually cares for the intimate relationship
with prayer. 就是给我们设立了很好的榜样。
That was a good example for us.
保罗也是同样懂得善用这个武器，所以他所到之处也都是节节得胜，因着祷告。
And Apostle Paul also knows the power of these kind of weapons.
今天全世界许多教会可以复兴的关键，也是懂得使用这个武器。
So today, a lot of churches can revive because of prayer.
祷告是教会复兴的发动机。
So prayers are actually the generators of a church's revival.
同样，我们如果假设我们善用这个武器，我相信我们的个人、我们的家庭、我们的教会。也将可以大大得胜。
So if we know how to effectively use this weapon prayer, then I believe our church can also revive and win victory.
即使你问你自己，你为什么会生活软弱？你为什么属灵生命没有力量？
So ask yourself why you're
so weak. 就是因为你没有祷告。
So fragile, so vulnerable because you did not pray.
你不懂得使用这有效的武器。
So you don't know how to use this effective weapon.
我要怎么祷告？
How do I pray?
我们都是好小声哈，祷告。上礼拜天是五旬节，我们教会有七位代表去参加全球祷告会。
So last Sunday was the Pentecostal day, and then we have like five church members went to temple. Seven church members went to temple to pray.
我们在那边所有的这个大洛杉矶的众教会，我们集合在这一个公园在那里祷告。
A lot of churches from Los Angeles,
Los
Angeles area went to this temple city park.
我们就呼喊上阵，主啊，主啊，主啊，然后我们就开始一直祷告。
And we shout out really loud to the Lord and Lord and Lord.
哇，真的欢迎的众，我们觉得哇，神是得胜的啊，我们就。
We really felt the victory of Jesus Christ on the day of the national prayer.
如果我们在那里，哎，主啊，主啊，主啊，那么小声，
你
会感觉到你在得胜吗
？But if you just use a very little voice like Lord, Lord, Lord,
所以我们要大声的宣告，我们祷告的时候，当你软弱的时候，你更要大声的宣告。
So you need to pray really loud, especially when you're in wars.
诗篇四十七篇一节，你要用夸胜的声音向神呼喊。
Psalms 47 verse 1 says, "Shout unto God with the voice of triumph."
如果我们祷告有气无力，那说明什么
？So if we are so out of breath when we pray, what does that mean?
没有把握，
means
我们的关系生疏啊，我们不好意思啊，去啊打扰他老人家哈，让他睡觉啊，不要打扰他，小声一点啊。
You don't want to bother God.
我们教会每一次的敬拜之前，我们有司琴会有预备十分钟的时间，他在那里弹琴。是要帮助大家进入祷告，而不是给大家那里寒暄问候的哈。虽然这也很重要。
So every single time before our worship service, our pianist would actually play some music. That actually prepares for the worship, not really for you to socialize with other people. Although that was important.
我们教会每个星期三都有教会祷告会。
So every Wednesday night we have prayer meetings.
每个星期四我们有查经，之前我们也有半个小时的祷告会。
Every Thursday morning we have a Bible study.
每个礼拜天早上我们也有祷告会。
We also have a prayer meeting, and every Sunday morning we have prayer meetings.
你都可以来一起来祷告，来操练，让你过一个得胜生活。
You are very welcome to join all those prayer meetings.
圣经中有许多记载祷告和神垂听的例子，瞎眼的巴迪买。 被鬼附求医治的父亲啊，这个恳求医治的父亲，还有即将沉船的彼得，他们都因为祷告当中经历神垂听他们的祷告。
Also, the Bible has a lot of examples about how people, because of their prayers, they're saved.
所以我们常常误会说啊，祷告是没有办法中的办法啊，只好祷告啦。
We often say prayers are a last resort. We're just saying, oh, because we don't have any other ways, we're just going to pray.
祷告乃是所有办法当中最好的办法。
So basically, actually, prayer is not an ineffective way. It is the best way of all.
我们刚才听到见证了，神垂听祷告。如果你星期五来，我们也听到露西，我们其他的弟兄姐妹家里的见证，也是因为祷告。
So we just heard a testimony how this person's daughter was saved because of her prayers.
敬拜的时候，你也可以大声的祷告，你不需要很安静的。
You could also shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
你说，哎呦，大声祷告那是灵恩派啊，不，大家不习惯。
So you might say that's actually charismatic. That is not really my way of
praying. 祷告跟关灵恩派什么事情
？So how does that do with charismatic?
魔鬼要我们上当，就让我们停止祷告。我们失去进攻的武器，我们就不能得胜。所以聪明一点。不要那么快就中计停止祷告了。
So be smart, don't stop praying, don't fall into the traps of Satan.
耶稣期待他的圣殿成为万民祷告的殿。
So God wants his house to become a house of prayers.
所以不是牧师一个人带领啊，我们为万国万民啊祷告一下，代表一下啊就可以了。
It's not just the pastor as the representative to pray.
也许你会说，哎呦，我不会祷告，每次听到别人祷告词那么好啊，都很享受，我就来听人家祷告就好了。
It's not because other people's prayer words are more enjoyable than yours, and then you just come to the prayer meeting and you don't even pray.
或者是我们就找牧师来祷告，牧师好像牧师加持之后，哇，那个就那个果效就好一点了，心里觉得踏实多了。
Beautiful.
所以要我自己开口祷告啊，实在不习惯的。
Then when the pastor asks you to open your mouth to pray, then you feel like you don't want to.
但是神的心意不是让只有让牧师祷告，是让每一个人祷告的。
So, but gospel is not just pastors praying. You all need to pray.
教会的复兴，你我也有责任。
Church's revival concerns everybody. You and I all have responsibility.
所以你要操练一个得胜的生命，你就要常常祷告。
So in order to practice a victorious life, you must pray often.
根据十八节，保罗对这些人的这个有三个祷告的要领。
So there are three principles for prayer.
一个靠着圣灵，这是我们得胜最重要的原因，就是神已经得胜了。
Because God has won.
第二个是要多随时多方，在忙碌生活，你要拨出时间来祷告，甚至你开车都可以祷告的，随时聚集圣洁的时候都可以祷告的。
You also need to pray at any time with different ways.
不过你开车的时候不要闭眼睛啊。
So don't close your eyes when you pray.
最重要要警醒不倦，这个最难做，因为连门徒都没办法警醒。
You also need to be alert with all perseverance when you pray.
可见这需要操练。
These all.
有时候你要来参加祷告会的时候，哇，就是懒惰，哎呀。累了，哎呀，我在家里再多休息一下，哎呀，滑一滑手机也不错哈。啊，时间过了，哎呀，抱歉，下一次好了。
So you might
又不来了。
Before you want to go to your prayer meeting, you might say, "I'm kind of tired."
我们都会软弱，所以要警醒不倦啊。
So you have to be alert.
除此之外，我们还有一个责任，就是为别人祷告的责任。
We also have another responsibility. We need to.
保罗请这些弟兄姐妹为他祷告，为什么？因为他带着一个。